This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, the roots on fire. Wayne Allen Root on USA Radio Network, saving small business, saving the United States economy, saving capitalism, saving the employees of business in the United States of America. Someone's got to fight for the people that work for a living, and it's going to be me. You want to ruin my career over it? You try and ruin my career. I got the people on my side. Ratings through the roof. All of you know I'm fighting for you. All of you know I'm fighting to get your jobs back. All anyone talks about is coronavirus, coronavirus, coronavirus. My God, it's getting worse. My God, we're all going to die. My God, the deaths are everywhere. No, they're not. No, they're not. First of all, this is the story, I think, that should be the lead story in America. Besides the fact that we've got a protocol right now with anti-malaria drug, Z-Pak, and zinc sulfate, that in almost every test case and small trial has been magically effective against coronavirus. So the world's not ending. And you're not dying, and people shouldn't be dying. I don't know why you're not getting that out there. Why are the hospitals not injecting people with it? And in China, they had great success with intravenous vitamin C. And in New York City, they're using intravenous vitamin C in some hospitals. Why aren't you getting these things out there to the people? But here's the biggest news story. An infectious disease expert says his clinic has not seen anyone, not a single person, under the age of 70 who was not obese or pre-diabetic get seriously ill with coronavirus. Infectious disease specialist Dr. Stephen Smith has been treating coronavirus patients at the Smith Center for Infectious Diseases and Urban Health in East Orange, New Jersey. And Dr. Smith revealed in his treatment of coronavirus patients, he has not seen a single patient severely affected under the age of 70 who was not diabetic, pre-diabetic, or obese. His findings, 72 coronavirus patients, 21 were pre-diabetic, 34 were diabetic, and the average BMI of severely ill patients, 30.7, meaning extremely obese. That's the story of coronavirus. I've said it's cigarettes, vaping, and smoking pot, and it's being obese, and it's being diabetic, and it's heart disease, and it's cancer, and it's being very old. Separate from that, you're fine. And that's why all those groups of people that I just mentioned should all be in quarantine and doing business on the telephone from their homes while the rest of us go out and live life and keep the economy going. It's what I said from day one. It's what I'll say till the end of this pandemic. And the problem is modeling. Okay? Not models. Modeling. All the models and modeling is wrong. It's been wrong from the beginning. We started out everyone believing the world is ending, my God, panic, hysteria, because the WHO, the World Health Organization, scared the bejesus out of us and lied. First of all, lied about China, about how bad it was in China, that's number one. And did tell us what was coming at us and protected China for their cover-up and said what a great job they were doing, how transparent, what a wonderful country they are, the great communist leaders, because the WHO is funded by China and has a leadership in it run by Chinese and owned by the Chinese. And because the man who heads the WHO is a communist who loves communists. But more importantly, they told us 3.4% death rate, not even close. And the model in the White House right now that President Trump is relying on is no good. It predicted 121,000 Americans hospitalized by yesterday, and the actual number, 31,142. So it's off by a measure of four. The Institute for Health Metrics and Evaluation, the IMHE, is the model for coronavirus that the White House is relying on. The U.S. economy's been shut down. Unemployment through the roof. Great Depression here. Worse than the Great Depression. Small businesses all going out of business. And the model is using New York and New Jersey data and applying it to the rest of the USA. And it predicted 121,000 Americans would be hospitalized yesterday. And the actual number, 31,000. The model predicted 1,716 in Texas would be hospitalized yesterday. The actual number, 196. In Georgia, they predicted 2,777 would be hospitalized yesterday. The actual number, 952. Virginia, they predicted 607. The actual number, 305. Tennessee, 2,214 people should have been hospitalized yesterday. The actual number, 200. In New York, the model predicted 50,900 people would be hospitalized. The actual number, 18,000. As of Wednesday, there were over 200,000 confirmed coronavirus cases in the U.S., approximately 4,400 deaths. So the White House scaled back their prediction and said between 100,000 and 200,000 Americans. That's down from a prediction of 1.7 million. But here's what I think. It's time to stop showing the charts and the graphs and the numbers and the models and the polls showing how many people are dead from coronavirus and how many are sick from coronavirus on a minute-by-minute, hour-by-hour basis on the news and scaring America to death. You know what we really need? We need on the screen, minute-by-minute, how many jobs are being lost, how many lives are being ruined because the jobs are lost, how many businesses are closing minute-by-minute in the United States because of the idiocy of closing every business in this country and closing down the U.S. economy. Why is that less important? Why is my business and yours less important than someone's life? It's not. My business is my life. Every businessman's business is their life. There isn't anything wrong with saying that. That's what made America great. I love my family. I love my kids. I love my fiance, Cindy. I love my dogs, Bub and Buddy. But I love my businesses. I love my work. I love my career. I'm not letting it go. I'm not letting you ruin the American economy. Because people are sick. Maybe I'll be sick. Maybe you'll be sick. But it's got to go on. Life goes on. You know what you do on a battlefield? Your best friend gets shot. His leg is blown off in front of you. Oh, my God. You're crying. You're dying. You stop. He's bleeding to death. You know what you do? You move on and fight. Pick up your gun and start shooting. Your best friend just died. What choice is there? You can't bring him back by putting your gun down and screaming, "Kill me! My friend is dead!" God forbid that was the army. That's the end of America. But the brave men who fight for America don't do that. There's time to cry later. There's time to honor the dead later on the battlefield. But right now, you got to go on with your life and fight, fight, fight. You can't help that the guy lying next to you is dead or wounded. Let the doctors and the medics deal with him, and you'll hear about it later. You got to move on and take that hill. That's what American business has got to do. Take that hill. You can't stop business in America. It doesn't stop and start on a dime. It doesn't restart once you stop it. People's lives are being ruined. Put that count on the screen. 4,000 Americans dead, 52 million Americans' lives ruined by the economy stopped. Which one sounds worse to you? 200,000 people are sick, most of them mild? Or 40 million out of work with no way to pay the bills? You got to be kidding me. And what's it all about? Gavin Newsom sums it up, governor of California. He's like a robot. You know, one thing about me is I'm always brutally honest. He is the handsomest politician I've seen since John F. Kennedy. He is a great-looking guy. Inside his brain is the rotting brain of a communist zombie. So they put him up there and they prop him up there. Mr. Handsome movie star, Robert Redford-looking guy. And what comes out of his mouth is pure Fidel Castro communism. Chavez, you got Chavez, communism. And what does he say? Coronavirus is an opportunity to create a new progressive era to reshape the way we do business and how we govern. Meaning, I want communism, and I want to rule over everyone's lives, and I want to tell you whether you can leave your house or not, and I want the right to shut down your business on a moment's notice. And Wayne Root, he's got to die. If I ever got sick in California, Newsom would order me dead. He would order no doctors to treat me. He'd order no treatment. He'd say no anti-malaria drug. He'd say no intravenous vitamin C. That Wayne Rukai's got to die. Because that's the way liberals think about conservatives, loving people that they are. Governor Newsom said coronavirus an opportunity to create a new progressive era. They're closing down churches. They're closing down small businesses. They're stripping Americans their First Amendment rights. They're locking you in your houses. They want to fine you for walking outside. He considered declaring martial law a couple of weeks ago. After 12 coronavirus deaths in his state of 50 million. Was it 50 million? I think it's 49 million in California. He said, we see this as an opportunity to reshape the way we do business and how we govern. I'll bet you do, you little commie loser. Unbelievable. How scary. They know. You know. They are molding him to be the next presidential candidate in 2024. They can't be Trump. They won't be Trump. Trump will be president in 2020 through 2024. And then it'll be Gavin Newsom, the little handsome pretty boy, with the communist zombie mind, the hollowed out lobotomy victim head. Coronavirus is real. The pandemic is real. People are really dying. People are in pain. Policemen, firemen, first responders, paramedics, nurses, doctors on the front lines are going through pain. They're going through hell. They're seeing people die. There's no denial on my part. That does not excuse you ruining the American economy, destroying capitalism, and making every one of us prisoners in our homes. And when we get out of the prison, we're going to be broke for life. We're going to be wards of the state for life. We're going to be welfare queens, all of us. If the data is wrong, when I get back, I'll read you about more of the data. It's total BS. It's terrible, but it's exaggerated. And the real numbers we should be looking at on the screen, how many lives are lost to the economic death of America? How many lives are lost for the crazy politicians shutting down the American economy? How many American dreams are being destroyed minute by minute? There's the numbers. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root, and do I have a perfect book at the perfect time for you? Dr. Nancy Wolf is a conservative and capitalist professor emeritus in the psychology department at UCLA, where she spent 30 years. She studied and taught about the human mind. She knows exactly what we need to hear right now as chaos and crisis descend around us. Her book is Conscious Matrix. Nancy explains why the liberals, socialists, and globalists try to destroy us right now, will not and cannot succeed, because we as Americans are wired to win, to be the greatest nation and the greatest people ever in the history of mankind. Our biology, our history, our culture, all these things are pre-wired in our minds and souls. We're literally pre-wired to win. Nancy says we have more light in our hearts and minds when we are right with God. And she says together, God, President Trump, and conservative Americans will save the soul of America. We will win. We are literally predestined to win. This is the book you need to read now. Today, purchase Conscious Matrix at LibertyHillPublishing.com. Conscious Matrix at LibertyHillPublishing.com or available at Amazon and Barnes & Noble.
America's founders knew power corrupts, and ultimate power corrupts ultimately, and absolute power corrupts absolutely. That's why they built in checks and balances to prevent any one group from seizing all power.
And that's why our president is elected by a college of electors, to protect the rights of little states like Delaware and Wyoming against giants like New York and California. After all, our country is a republic, the United States of America, not the United States. Our states are independent, sovereign power. Who created the federal government, not the other way around.
And that's why all power ultimately lies in we the people and the states, not a central dictatorship of cronies. Did you know that? Thank God for the U.S. Constitution.
Find out more how our amazing Constitution and Bill of Rights protect us, the citizens, against power-crazed politicians in Washington. Help us take back America. Go to OurAmericanRights.com. Brought to you by the American Media Council.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Milberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-985-1813 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-985-1813 now. Again, that's 800-985-1813. Employees of J.D. Milberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Raw and unfiltered.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hello. Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of My Pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 29th to June 1st for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient civilizations, crop circles, and so much more. Over 150 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts, Paul Hellyer, Linda Moulton Howe, Nick Pope, Emery Smith, Stephen Greer, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and more. Get your tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Broadcasting across the country on USA Radio Network from Las Vegas, this is Wayne Allen Root, Raw and Unfiltered. Now, back to the Warrior.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, otherwise known as the Warrior on USA Radio Network. The sponsor of this segment of the show is Real Water. You always hear me talking about Real Water, and I just got a delivery yesterday. Got about 8 boxes of Real Water I put in my garage. That's all we drink around this house in the United States, Real Water. I love Real Water because it's clean and because it's got extra electrons, because it's got beyond alkalinity, because it's got negative ions that help you hydrate on a cellular level and provide a powerful antioxidant effect. And I love alkalinity. I love it. I told my friends Brett and Andy, the owners of Real Water, that I wanted to offer my listeners a special deal on Real Water. Even in the middle of the terrible crisis we're in, where people are waiting in long lines to get cases of water and carry them, lug them around the store and lug them to their cars, lug them out of their cars, lug them in their house. Here's the deal. You don't have to do that. Go to Amazon. Search Real Water. It's the blue rectangular bottle that says Real Water. Add it to your cart. When you proceed to checkout, there'll be a coupon section. Put in 10 WAR, and that's the number 10, no space, and then WAR, W-A-R, all caps. And you'll receive a 10% discount at Amazon. The Real Water will then be conveniently delivered right to your door. It doesn't get better than that. Thank you, Real Water. Go to Amazon or Amazon Prime account and then get Real Water and put in 10 WAR in the coupon section. 10 and no space, WAR, all caps. Here's an example of a madman who wants to destroy America. Bill Gates slams the White House and insists the U.S. needs a national social isolation policy. 10 weeks of never leaving your house. These people are crazy. Bill Gates, go screw yourself. Go to hell. You're not locking me in my house. How about I come and visit you in Seattle with a nail gun? I'm going to lock the gates in their house. Are you crazy? I couldn't get to your house, of course, because I'm sure you live in a 12,000-acre mansion on the water with a gate and guards with guns at the gate. But again, you're against guns, and you want no borders, open borders, and you want to nail me in my house. These people are crazy. They will do nothing short of ruining the American economy. Now, this segment, I have like 5 minutes to go, so let me be quick and tell you some of the, just the quick highlights of what's happened to our economy so far with just like a three-week shutdown of the economy. And in some places, a two-week shutdown of the economy. The Congressional Budget Office expects the economy to be negative 7% in the second quarter. Negative GDP of negative 7%. U.S. auto sales plunge to lowest in a decade, but the worst is yet to come. GM sales plunge 7.1%. Fiat sales drop 10%. Toyota sales 37% in March. Its best-selling RAV4 drops 25%. Nissan posting a 30% drop. The car dealers are going to go out of business. It's only been 2-3 weeks. U.S. box office sales, Hollywood, collapsed to get this. $5,179. From March 20th to March 26th, box office sales all over the United States fell to $5,179. During the same week in 2019, they were $204 million. I kid you not, nobody went to the movies from March 20th to 26th anywhere in America. Not $5,000 per screen, $5,000 in total movie sales in America in a week. $204 million a year ago. The CBO has an apocalyptic forecast. GDP for the year could be negative 28%, or maybe that's the quarter. Maybe that's the quarter, excuse me. It's got to be the quarter, right? Where would they get negative 28%? Q2 GDP expected to plunge negative 28% as unemployment soars to 10%. Here comes the next crisis. Up to 30% of all mortgages will default in the biggest wave of delinquencies in the history of America or the world. Unemployment claims soar to new record at 6.6 million. Way where they thought they'd be. Last week, negative 3.3 million. This week, negative 6.648 million. Experts were predicting another 3.5 million in jobs lost. Instead, it was 6.648 million. You getting the picture? Total cost of coronavirus shutdowns and lockdowns? $34 trillion, more than the U.S. GDP. Donald Trump himself, his businesses are losing $1 million a day. His net worth falls by $1 billion. And here's one more interesting headline for you. This is turning into a disaster. Some Americans might wait 20 weeks or longer for stimulus checks. Now, let me put that together with something for you. The police chief of Houston says burglaries are up 20%. You have no idea what's coming. Just picture all the people of America who are dumb, who don't work, who don't speak English, who have no education, who don't respect authority, who don't have $5 in the bank, and now they're starving and they need bread, and they're coming for you and me. Trust me.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump says help is on the way for small businesses.
I want to remind small business owners across America that the Paycheck Protection Program is launching tomorrow.
That program allows small businesses to apply for loans that will let employers continue paying their workers. President Trump also announcing that he has taken the new coronavirus test, which is faster and less painful, and once again tested negative. Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin says financial relief for the coronavirus fallout is arriving this month.
I had previously said this would take us 3 weeks. I'm pleased to report that within 2 weeks, the first payments will be direct deposit into taxpayers' accounts.
Those comments directly contradict an NBC report that said it would be months, which Mnuchin said was false. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Money, 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 money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do you do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1130.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
Hypertension runs in my family, unfortunately. I started having problems a number of years ago, and I had heard the commercials a number of times, and I personally do not like the idea of being on medication. Even though I'm a physician, you would think, you know, that's our thing, but we just don't like it. So I figured, you know, I'll start the product, and I did, and I got to tell you, it does help. By the grace of God and that product, you know, my labs come back really good all the time, right on the money. I used to always have, like, cold toes in the wintertime, and I used to love going down to Florida for my medical conferences. But since I've been taking the product regularly, I don't have that problem anymore. You got a great product there, Don, and I just wanted to tell you how appreciative I am. Thank you so much.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovice.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNlive.com. That's advertise at GCNlive.com.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.
Raw and unfiltered. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK.
That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, otherwise known as War, your relentless conservative warrior, middle-class warrior, always Trump warrior, and capitalist evangelist. Wayne Allyn Root Show, Ron Unfiltered on USA Radio Network. Couple of things I got to get to before I get to my wonderful guest, Cheryl Chumley of the Washington Times. First of all, I mentioned as we head to the break that Houston police say burglaries are up 20%. And my buddy Kip, who lives outside Houston in the suburbs of Houston, Texas, just sent me a little note. And he said, my buddy runs a major security company and just told me Houston police have been told to stop making routine stops, focus only on major crimes, and watch your backs. Bad stuff coming. So a lot of people know what's going on. Believe me when I tell you, there's going to be violence, and it's going to be bad, and that's why gun sales are the highest in the history of the earth. And we've always bought a lot of guns in America, and we bought them after the L.A. riots, and we bought them after every crisis you can think of, and we bought them after 9/11, and we bought them during the 2008-2009 financial collapse. Trust me when I tell you, never in the history of the earth have people bought as many guns as they're buying now, because you can see where this is leading. All right, and that brings me to my sponsor, which is Finest Known, because if there's anything you need besides toilet paper and guns and bullets, it's gold and silver. And, you know, if things are bad and there's a time of crisis, gold and silver throughout history always go through the roof. There's no guarantees, of course, in life, but they've always gone up when things are bad. They're your insurance policy that things are going to go good, you don't care, and gold kind of hangs there. When things go bad, your stocks go down, and everybody's scared to death, gold goes up and silver goes up. And silver is the poor man's gold because you can buy it much cheaper. And Finest Known is offering up to 100 pure 1 ounce American Silver Eagles at dealer cost. Up to 100 pure 1 ounce American Silver Eagles at dealer cost. The American Silver Eagle is the world's most popular silver coin. Now you get it at wholesale price. Finest Known doesn't make a penny on it, and you get the best deal you could ever get. You could buy one, you could buy two, you could buy 98, you could buy 100. Call Finest Known today, reserve 100 silver American Eagles. They will give you the book for free, everything you need to know to buy and sell gold. Call now at 800-663-1929, 800-663-1929, or go to finestknown.com, finestknown.com. And as with any of my advertisers, if you're driving and you don't have time to write it down, then just remember the name Wayne Root at Gmail, wayneroot@gmail.com, and ask me about, you know, your gold advertiser, your precious metals advertiser, or that company Finest Known, and give me the info, Wayne. I couldn't write it down while I was driving, and I'll get it to you, wayneroot@gmail.com. All right, so we've got our guest, Cheryl Chumley, opinion editor for the Washington Times, author of The Devil in D.C., Winning Back the Country from the Beast in Washington. Cheryl, here's how I would sum it up. We're not winning back the country from the beast in Washington anytime soon. As a matter of fact, I love Donald Trump, but Donald Trump has become Mr. Big Government, and the beast in Washington just got bigger than it's ever been in the history of the world to try and save America from a global Great Depression. Do you agree with me? Cheryl, are you there? Oh, do we lose her? Oh, there we go. There we go. Cheryl, could you hear? Could you hear my question?
Hear you.
So give me the answer.
I got to say, I'm not enamored with this bailout bill. I think the big corporate bailout to the airlines, which has been really screwing passengers for over a decade now and doing stock buybacks to ratchet up the shares, the price of shares, and now they're crying wolf. Now they're crying they need taxpayer dollars. So I'm not in love with it, and I agree with you that there is a beastly type of atmosphere hanging about that bill.
Well, you're just talking about the bill. I'm just talking about the amount of money we're spending and each individual governor saying, lock it down. You're locked in your home. Don't come out. The police will fine you $3,000, $5,000 if they catch you walking around. This is the most big brother thing I've ever seen in my entire life. And it's an amazing coincidence, isn't it? We're winning the war versus China. We're kicking China's economic ass. We're embarrassing the Communist Party. We are the greatest economy in the history of America, thanks to Trump. The greatest stock market, the greatest environment for small business, the greatest environment for consumers, the incredible job market, and in one and Trump on his way to a massive re-election landslide, at least electorally, and in one foul swoop, somebody has somehow found a way to destroy every single thing I just said and flip every single thing I just said. China's in the advantage, America is screwed, the economy is screwed, manufacturing screwed, the stock market screwed, real estate screwed, small business screwed, jobs screwed, Trump's re-election screwed, everything is flipped from an invisible virus. It can't be a coincidence, but all I'm going to tell you is it's very strange. Everything that was important has flipped.
Well, let's not forget the long-term effects of this, too. You know, we just saw the headlines a couple days ago. A pastor in Florida was arrested for holding service. I mean, did you ever think in America that you would see something like that happen?
I never thought I'd see another Great Depression.
I cannot believe what our country is going through right now. And the big problem is when government gets its grip on something, when does it ever release? When does it ever retract those fingernails? You know, I think this is a new America that we're going to be facing. I think some things are going to be real back, and we are going to go back to some semblance of normalcy. But I think a lot of our individual freedoms, our natural freedoms, I think those have tanked, and I don't think we're going to get them back so easily.
Now, you know what's funny is I saw the mayor of Los Angeles, Eric Garcetti, another big liberal Democrat who doesn't want anybody to work and thinks money grows on trees and you can lock people away for 2 months and when they come out there won't be any money and that's supposed to be okay in his crazy mind. They're all crazy. All these liberals are insane. And I heard him say everyone should wear a mask now. First they told us we didn't need masks. Now everyone should wear a mask. And you know what I think, Cheryl? I think that's the greatest compromise ever. I want to go back to work. I want all of us to go back to work. Every businessman and woman I know wants to go back to work. And so we'll all go back to work, but we'll wear masks. And we'll ask our customers to wear masks. And we'll ask you to do social distancing. And we'll not let you in the store till the other five people walk out of the store. And we'll make sure you're spaced far apart from each other. It's, to me, that's the compromise. If you want me to wear a mask, and I hate wearing a mask, and I'm claustrophobic, and I don't want to wear a mask, and I don't want you to not see my face because I'm not a criminal holding up a gas station, but I'll wear a mask if you allow all of us to go back to work. That's the compromise. Let's get back to work, but wear a mask, right?
Yeah, I think
anything.
I agree with you. This country definitely needs to get back to work. And what you were saying just a couple minutes ago, that in just a few days' time, one of the greatest economies in the world has tanked, has collapsed. And over what? A virus, right? And if you start looking at the numbers of this virus, the hospitalizations versus the deaths, and you start going back in time to some of the other viruses that we've seen in this country, the flu, pneumonia, like I went to the CDC website to look at those numbers were by far and away much larger than what we're seeing now. So you have to, any logical mind has to question why the big fury over this coronavirus. What's going on here?
Right, and I open the show by saying that, you know, you could scare anybody to death, not half to death, to death. I'm surprised we don't have, and it's probably happening, that every heart attack is probably attributed to coronavirus. Every person that dies of a broken heart is probably being attributed to coronavirus. But I'm surprised we don't have the all-time record for heart attacks, because stress causes heart attacks. And when you watch the news and you see them show the death and the disaster and the carnage from coronavirus and put the counts up on the screen, but guess what? You could put the counts on the screen and we should. Good, of how many lives are being ruined by businesses closed, how many businesses close each hour, how many jobs are being destroyed every day or every hour or every minute of every hour, how many American dreams are being destroyed. Nobody's putting that on the screen. If 200,000 people die from coronavirus, I feel terrible. I don't want anyone's grandma to die. But what if 800,000 businessmen like me commit suicide? I think that's a hell of a lot worse, four times worse than 200,000 people dying. It's time to put us back to work before you ruin all of our lives permanently for a terrible short-term crisis and pandemic. That's all I would say.
Well, here's the context for you. We all saw last week the headlines about there was a child it was one child who died from coronavirus. Well, this season alone, 55 children have died from the flu. Do we see that on the news?
No.
So, you know, this is on the CDC's website. I just wrote on this. In the last couple months, 55 children died from the flu. And yet we have to put on the, you know, Fox News, on all the TV screens about one child dying from coronavirus. Yes, it's sad. But is it sad enough to destroy an entire nation? And not just an economy, but an entire nation's individual rights for the short term, long term. We don't know how long, because The government keeps stretching the boundaries on this. You know, it was Easter things are going to be open. Now it's April 30th, and now we're talking maybe November, hopefully when Joe Biden gets elected, right? Because I know
the left
is taking advantage of this to push Joe Biden. So who knows how long this is going to go on. And I just hope that somebody in politics, you know, whether Trump or somebody else in his executive office, steps up and stands forward and says, you know what, enough. We have to get back to work.
Well, you know that's what Trump thinks. Trump always thinks exactly like me. I mean, always. It's the funniest thing. I always said, I don't know if he watches my show or listens to my show, but one day or 2 days after everything I say, it comes out of his mouth. So either great minds think alike, and we both think exactly alike, or he's listening to me, and it's probably a mixture of one or two at various times. But all I can tell you, I've said to my friends, literally for the last 2 months. This is the one thing I didn't say on the air, Cheryl. I said to my buddies, the way to get the restaurants working again is we should come back from this crisis with a new tax plan that says we're going back to the old model, all deductions of entertainment and restaurant 100% deductible. And Trump came out and said today that exact thing. Now, I didn't even say that on the air. He just thinks like me. Why do we ever go to 50%? I have no idea. When I take a business person out to dinner, I should get 100%. It's a business meal. Why is it 50%? It's ridiculous. The restaurant business is so important to America. Hey, Cheryl, I've talked too much in this segment, so I'm going to come back and let you talk in the next segment. Let's talk about Bill Gates, because I mentioned Bill Gates heading into this segment. Gates is a crazy man and wants to destroy the economy. Let's talk about Bill Gates and his massive conflict of interest around the corner. We come back with Cheryl Chumley, opinion editor of the Washington Times, and I promise Wayne Root will try his best to shut up and let Cheryl talk. We'll be right back. This is Wayne Allen Root. Are you in need of a health care program? You're in luck. As a member of Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community that comes together to share their medical expenses. You can sign up throughout the year with membership starting as early as the following month. There are no contracts, no commitments. There is no networks. You choose your own doctors and hospitals. Starting as low as $199 per month, Liberty HealthShare has programs for singles, couples, and families of any size. I joined. I'm a member. My four children are members. Liberty has saved me $72,000 compared to what I was paying for health insurance over these 4 years. Liberty HealthShare is a non-profit ministry. It is not insurance. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing you're part of a community of like-minded individuals who come together to bear one another's burdens. To find out more, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. I'm Wayne Allen Root. You all know I'm a big believer in gold and silver, especially in a world of out-of-control government spending. Federal debt is exploding around the globe. Silver is up more than 25% in the past year, and many experts are predicting new highs in the coming years. For a limited time, my friends at Finest Note are making a deal for war fans, and I love deals. Finest Note has evolved over the past three decades from one of the largest rare coin and precious metals companies in America. I told my friends at Finest Note to go big or go home. They went big! Finest Note is offering up to 100 pure 1 ounce American Silver Eagles at dealer cost. The American Silver Eagle is the world's most popular silver coin. For a limited time, you can acquire a pure 1 ounce Silver Eagle at dealer cost. Here's the deal, folks. Throughout history, currencies have come and gone, but gold and silver have stood the test of time. Now may be the best time to acquire these time-tested hard assets, and there's no better place than Finest Note. Call Finest Note today and reserve 100 silver American Eagles. Call now at 800-663-1929. That's 800-663-1929, or go to finestone.com.
This is a message from everyone at MediShare. There's a Bible verse that tells us to be anxious for nothing. Instead, it says we're supposed to present our request to God with thanksgiving. And there is something about being thankful, especially in the midst of anxiety. And with that in mind, the staff and members of MediShare have something to say to all of our health professionals right now. Doctors, nurses, all hospital staff. Thank you. Thanks for what you do and what you may be called on to do in the days ahead. Thank you, first responders. Thank you to shopkeepers and grocers and the men and women working late nights to restock the shelves. Thank you, cashiers in the checkout aisle. Thank you, delivery drivers and factory workers and caretakers for our elderly, for all you're doing to protect them and give them comfort. So many people to thank, more than we can mention, important people who have their own lives, their own families to be concerned about, and what they're doing is a blessing to us. So from the hundreds of staff and more than 400,000 members of MediShare, thank you.
Raw and unfiltered.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost some of my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
Can speak with a capitalist, evangelist, and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allyn Root, raw and unfiltered.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root. I shoot from the hip, I speak from the heart, I let it fly, and I take no prisoners. Ass kicker, not ass kisser, American made, proud of it. You can only find a war like this in the good old U.S. of A. My guest, Cheryl Chumley, opinion editor for the Washington Times, author of The Devil in D.C., Winning Back the Country from the Beast in Washington. And we want to talk about some of her recent topics in her columns at the Washington Times. Cheryl, welcome back to the show.
Great to be here.
I promised I'd shut up and let you talk, so I was talking about Bill Gates when I ended the segment right before you came on, and how he wants to just shut down all business for 10 weeks. He's a madman, and I want you to tell my audience about Bill Gates and his conflicts of interest.
Yeah, he does have some conflicts of interest here with the coronavirus, and you know, I'm sure a lot of your listeners have heard or read before how he's a major donor to the World Health Organization. He's a huge donor. He's like the first or second top donor behind the United States. And he wields tremendous influence at WHO, at the World Health Organization. And I was just looking into some of his dealings and wheelings in health and with this coronavirus vaccine and so forth. And turns out that he has been trying to get WHO to declare a pandemic on coronavirus for some time, and for the longest of times, WHO refused to. And so then Bill Gates turns around and makes this $50 million investment that partners with WHO, and then the very next day, WHO comes out and declares, coronavirus a pandemic. And if you look at some of the money and some of the dealings that Bill Gates has had with this UN organization, health organization, it really shows some conflicts of interest. And I don't think he should be out there trying to influence U.S. policy at the same time he's behind the scenes donating so much money to the World Health Organization, which is trying to influence global policy on this pandemic. So,
well, the only one who spends more money on the World Health Organization than Bill Gates is China, and that's why. It's very scary that they, you know, tried to compliment China's response. It was such a great response. And, of course, they downplayed how bad the epidemic was in China. They didn't warn us how bad it really was. And they didn't warn it quick enough. You know, at the very beginning, they were part of the cover-up. I think the WHO is complicit in all of this. If you call them the WHO, I call them the WHO is probably a proper way to call them, the World Health Organization.
Yeah, and, you know, after I wrote that piece, a ton of people wrote me saying that I ought to look into all the wheelings and dealings that Bill Gates does with China, how close he is with China and so forth. And I haven't really looked into that angle yet, but a lot of people are on to Bill Gates, and they worry that he is playing doctor to the world because of the money that he donates to the World Health Organization. And it does give him a lot of power and influence on how policy is put forth from that group on a global basis.
By the way, I'm with a very smart person here, Cheryl Chumley. So I want to ask you a question. The other day, I saw this this announcement by the Secretary of State, Mike Pompeo, and most people missed it. Nobody paid attention. We're in a, you know, we're in a world of hurt because of coronavirus and weapons of mass distraction. Everyone's distracted, and he made an announcement that everybody who's American all over the world, I'm not talking guests or vacationers, any American who lives around the world in other countries needs to all come home right now. Now, what do you think of that? You didn't hear about that, huh?
No, I
It was literally an order, but of course he can't order you. If you want to stay in Spain or Italy or wherever you are, UK, you can stay. But he was saying, I'm ordering every American all over the world, it's time to come back to America now. And very soon, there will be no flights and there's no way to get you back. And so either it's just about the fact that all flights are going to get canceled around the world, or we're getting close to hitting back against China. I'm guessing we're going to hit back. And I don't I'm not saying we're going to bomb them. I'm not saying we're going to nuke them. I think we're going to have an economic response to what China has done to us because of their cover-up. Forget about whether it was purposeful or not. Let's assume it was a mistake, but they covered it up, and we never learned what was coming, and that's the reason so many are dying. That's the reason so many are sick. You don't think that if we have a response to them, they're liable to have a response back to us, and next thing you know, it's World War III. There's got to be a reason that something bad is about to go down that would make the Secretary of State make a statement I've never heard before. No matter where you live in the world, if you're American, it's time to come home. We're going to get you home. Let us know. Contact your local, diplomats, and we'll make plans to get you home because you've got to come home. What a scary thing. You didn't hear that?
No, I didn't hear it. And what popped in my mind when you said that was that Trump was probably going to, shutter the borders and basically clamp down on anybody coming in this country as a way of quarantining the nation against outside people who could possibly be infected. I don't know. That's just what popped in my mind. I'll have to look for that and see if I can come up with something.
Here's the headline of the UK Daily Mail. If you assume the UK Daily Mail doesn't make things up, then I went on Google and I put it in, and it turned out it was at USA Today. It was in a few places. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo orders Americans to return home immediately, saying he cannot guarantee any flights once commercial planes cease to operate. So his excuse clearly is that they're going to shut down all planes very soon, all over the world, it would be my guess. But I don't think that's the reason for it. I think we're going to economically respond to what China's done to us, and in return, we don't know how they're going to respond and react to that, and Americans are a target everywhere in the world if this turns into a war. Whether it's economic or real war, I don't know. But it seems to me those are some pretty ominous words from the Secretary of State of the United States, yeah?
It does sound ominous, and I do hope we get back at China for this. I really do.
All right, Cheryl, great having you on. Cheryl Chumley, opinion editor, Washington Times.
Attention all radio listeners who still need food supplies. If you've thought about the implication of food-related supply chain disruptions and are concerned about the coming quarantines, this will be the most important message you will ever hear. Here's why. In the next few days, all Americans will face extremely hard choices. If we've learned anything from China and Italy, it's that quarantines and enforced lockdowns are just a few days away here in the U.S. Listen, while dehydrated food is becoming scarce, you can still get enough open pollinated heirloom seeds to grow a 1-acre crisis garden. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables in the days ahead may actually be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand the nature of the threat. This could be life-saving. Lockdowns can last from 6 to 8 weeks. Get free bonus seeds. Special quarantine reports, too. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.